It is 2:06. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. 12 degrees outside right now, and there are some new laws that went into effect starting January 1st here in the great state of Minnesota. We talked about one of them already, the wage transparency law. I want to bring in my friend Brian McDaniel with okay, so what's the new name of your new company? Because you changed the name, and it's, and I don't want to say it wrong because I thought I had it memorized, and now I realize I don't.
Well, it was formerly Hilden Advocacy and Law, and Nancy
Yes.
Hilden is off to a blissful retirement. So now it'll be known as Momentum Advocacy, and I'm very proud to be the head of it with my good friend Amy Koch.
Well, I am excited for you guys. I see a lot of new hires bringing in a lot of amazing people, and you'll continue to do the good work. Now, your work today is helping us to understand these new laws.
Well, there's a ton going on. There's a ton of stuff that just got passed in the last legislature. Now it's going to be different. Some of these new laws, I think, are going to get tweaked a little bit too, because going into the 2025 legislative session, we have a new majority in the House. We have a Senate that temporarily is not going to have a majority. And we're in an election year for both the House and the Senate, or election cycle. So it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, and we have a lot going on. I was just at the memorial service for Carrie Dietzick on Thursday, with her family and friends. What is happening with her seat?
So, and Carrie Dietzick, Senator Dietzick's unfortunate passing really has been, she was universally liked and respected, and her absence is going to be missed. And she had been sick with cancer for a while, but we had kind of been under the impression that things were trending upwards. So when she actually did pass, it was a little bit of a surprise. But there's a vacancy in the House and a vacancy in the Senate, and the Governor Walz has called a special election for both to take place on January 28th. Both open seats are in pretty safe Democrat areas. So the Democrats are expected to win both Senator Dietzick's seat and the open seat that was vacated by Curtis Johnson. What's interesting a little bit, at least to those of us in the political realm, is that Governor Walz is absolutely violating Minnesota state election law by calling the special election in the House for January 28th. It's not clear why he's doing it. The statute is very clear and plainly written. So that one might have some more court appearances, but certainly for the Senate, which now is at a 33-33 tie because of Senator Dietzick's passing, that the first couple weeks of the legislative session are not going to be terribly productive because we're going to be fighting over who's in charge of what.
And that is not going to be good for the citizens of our great state of Minnesota because we won't be able to get anything done. Is it just going to be a wash this session, Brian?
Well, it's a budget year, so we constitutionally, unlike the feds, we have to pass a balanced budget, and if we don't do that, by certain dates, we go into a little bit of government shutdown. But I suspect that it's going to be a quieter session than what we've seen. When you have divided government, it makes it harder to pass things, but easier to kill things. And sometimes that's good. But I think that other than putting together the next 2 year budget, not a lot's going to get done. And I don't think Democrats want to do much more than that. They spent $18 billion of the surplus in the last 2 years. So I think that they want to take a little bit of time, see how all of these new laws that they put in place are going to be implemented and then adjust it as needed. But, you know, I think the people of the state of Minnesota asked for some balance, and mm-hmm. we got it. But because of the virtual tie in the House and a temporary tie right. in the Senate, it's almost like we have chaos instead of balance.
Mm. Okay, so help me understand something here. I'm reading stories about Governor Walz and the new kind of oversight that and additional penalties for state fraud when receiving state and federal dollars. You know, we had the Feeding Our Future. We had the autism centers that were taking money that they weren't supposed to have and using it in ways that they were not supposed to use. Some people say, oh, good, you know, we've got some oversight. Some people are saying it's too little too late. What's going on with that?
Well, I think it is too little too late. I think this is a reaction to a problem that already cost the state of Minnesota hundreds of millions of dollars. You'll throw on top of what you mentioned, there was child care fraud, and then now we're finding fraud in certain tutoring areas. So there's been this is, I think, is a good idea that is a number of years too late. And I think that the critics of Governor Walz will say, we don't need new laws. We need to enforce the ones that we have. And I think that the criticism, whether it's fair or not, the criticism of Governor Walz is that he was hesitant to crack down on some of the groups that were doing, you know, things, you know, wildly inappropriate and illegal, because, you know, a lot of times there was kind of a cultural element to it. So I think that this is something that sounds good, but, you know, the cows are already out of the barn.
Well, you know, I've noticed that here in Minnesota is that I believe that more so than anywhere else I've ever lived, and I've lived in 5 states, being in broadcasting, you know, news people travel around, going from market to market. And here in Minnesota, we just kind of expect that people are going to do right. Yeah. You know, I saw it after George Floyd died. I see it with the Feeding Our Futures. In Minnesota, we expect that other people are going to have the same Midwest values that we have, right? We expect that if people get something, they achieve it honestly. We expect that if they say something, they're going to be telling us the truth. We expect them to follow the rules and obey the law like we would do. And time again, I have seen people not follow those rules, not obey those laws, and take advantage of systems set up to help people, especially folks in underserved communities. I remember after George Floyd died, they were like, okay, everybody go home, get out of the streets, go home. This is not a safe a space. We want to try to, you know, secure the area. We want to try to, you know, stuff is burning, you know, there's protests, people are getting arrested. We just need all, and everybody was still out there. I'm like, y'all, people are not listening. People are not going to do right. And you don't want to put the hammer and the smack down on folks because you want to give people an opportunity to do the right thing. But it's just sad that we have to regulate character. You can't legislate. You can't legislate character.
Well, and what we're going to find is there are so many wonderful nonprofits that truly, truly help people and help, you know, people in underserved communities and who now are going to be looked at skeptically before they're given a state money, and are going to have to, you know, the people who are doing good are going to have to comply with, you know, additional regulations and red tape and roadblocks. And, you know, nonprofits do something very important. When they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, they are essentially taking over systems that the state of Minnesota cannot do themselves. So they help keep the size of government down. If you don't like nonprofits, then you're saying, okay, the state of Minnesota should hire more full-time employees. And that's not what most people want. So, you know, we have to figure out how do we not impede the good actors while trying to make sure that we are dissuading, deterring, and catching the bad ones.
Well, I just appreciate you being here on the show today, my friend. Brian McDaniel with Momentum is here, and I am so excited. You got to give people, so there's a new website. I mean, how can people reach out to you? Because I know the Hilden Advocacy and Law website. I don't know. Where do people go to find you?
It would be www.momentum-advocacy.com.
All right. I will see you on February 3rd for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. If I do not see you before then, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, and thank you for having me on.
Now, listen, some of y'all are doing new things, including going back to college. Some of you never got your degree. Some of you want one. Some of you have a few more classes. Some of you just, the kids are gone. They're gone. And you're looking around and thought, you know what? I paid for their college education. I want to go back and get mine. How do you even get started and what's available? I'll tell you about an open house that's coming up later next week. Next.